Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. It's Ask Me Anything both hours today, and it's going to be great because we got Jimmy Akin first hour, Tim Staples second hour. Just try to beat that lineup. Well, you can't. Yeah, there's nobody can beat that lineup. And if you've got a question about the Catholic faith, 888-318-7884 is the number to call, 888-318-7884. You don't have to be Catholic to call. Anybody can call. We love taking your questions about the Catholic faith, 888-318-7884. Also, a big opportunity today. We're in the very last day of our quarterly pledge drive where we ask you to help us be fully funded for the next year. It's been slow the first 2 days, but sometimes that happens and then people come through on the third day. So that's what I mean by it's a big opportunity. If you've been waiting, now is the time. We've got folks on the line ready to take your calls, and I will give you that number. That's 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. It's our colleagues ready to take your calls. And let me just give you the layout. Again, we have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. And we have a second match for anyone who will start a new monthly donation. 888-291-8000. Our guest this hour, as I said, is senior apologist Jimmy Akin. Jimmy, thanks. Thanks for being here with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I know how important it is to do these quarterly pledge drives. You know, unlike other people who raise money on the air, we really try to keep the amount of fundraising we do to a minimum. We only do 3 days every 3 months. It's only for 2 hours. We don't go, you know, whole hog and do a whole week, all day, all week long. We really try to keep it to a minimum. And even then, when on fundraising days, we still answer questions. So when we do these fundraising efforts, we need to hear from folks. And we haven't been hearing from folks the way that we need to the last couple of days. So if we're going to make up ground today, this is the day people need to call in. And, you know, gifts of every size are appropriate. But in order to get where we need to be, we will need some larger gifts, too. So if you have the ability to give $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 or more, be thinking about that because, you know, we'll need to ask you to make a decision and help us out here before too long. And it doesn't have to be all at once. It can, you know, you could make a one-time donation. That's great. But we're also looking for 12-month donations for, you know, you could donate $1,000 a month. That would be $12,000 a year. So you can make larger donations if you spread them out that way. And a lot of people have the ability to make such donations. They may or may not have thought about it, but today we do need to ask you to think about it. And we also have some thank you gifts that we want to offer people just to express our appreciation for the support that they're able to give us, because this show would not continue without the support of you, the listener. Now, there are several ways that you can contact us and show your support. One is by calling the number 888-291-8000, and we'll be repeating that number throughout the show. It's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate safely and securely online. That works with your phone, it works with your laptop, it works with your tablet. You can also text the word Catholic to 24365 on your phone. That's the number 24365. If you text Catholic there, you'll get in touch with us. But like I said, we do have some thank yous that we'd like to send you. Cy Kellett, can you tell us about them?
I would be happy to. 888-291-8000, the number. Just four folks on the line. Thank you so much. Starting off with four quick calls is a wonderfully good sign. We've got a long way to go today, but keep filling up those lines. friends. If you the thank yous go like this, if you can come in at the $10 a month level, your pledge is immediately tripled because we have two matches for new monthly pledges today. So it's immediately tripled. It's come in at $10 a month and it's $30 a month to us, and we receive that immediately. What you get is you become a member of Society 315. Every member of Society 315 gets the Society 315 t-shirt, a Catholic Answers car magnet, and becomes part of the family here with all kinds of special opportunities, behind the scenes stuff, materials that we reserve. Well, basically, we have a person completely dedicated to taking care of Society 315, Michelle, and she'll get you all kinds of cool stuff throughout the course of the year. That's at the $10 a month level. If you can come in at the $20 a month level, and we hope you can, because you will also get all that I just mentioned as far as Society 315 goes, but we'll also send you Feasts of Our Fathers, Praying the Church Year with the Early Christians, a beautiful book, an extraordinary hardcover book by Mike Aquilina. We would love to send you that. Some folks can come in at the $45 a month level. And if you can do that, if you can come in at $45 or more, everything I just said is true. But we'll also send you the big book of Catholic Answers, 250 of the most important questions about the Catholic faith answered for you by the experts here at Catholic Answers. That's at the $45 a month level. One more level to mention. If you can come in right now at $1,000 or do $84 a month or more, $84 a month or more, you get all that, but you're also a member of our more advanced giving society, the President's Circle, which has various levels. If you come in at $1,000 or $2,000 or $10,000, various levels to it, but all kinds of cool stuff there. Just ask when you call. They'll tell you about the President's Circle benefits. Just call the number 888-291-8000. Let's say you were able to come in right now at $84 a month. That's tripled. That is tripled right now. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you can go safe and secure online. There are already folks on the line ready to talk with you, Jimmy. How about if we entrust the phones to folks, ask them to keep calling and filling those lines up and take a question?
Sounds good.
All right. 13 lines open right now. Three folks on the line, 13 lines open. Those are all of our, all those lines are manned by our colleagues. 888-291-8000. Isaac's in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Isaac, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy. First, thank you so much for what you do. Your episode on Our Lady of Akita was one of the stepping stones in my conversion. So props to you for everything you do. So my question is on like precursor civilizations, so I guess like ancient civilizations that got farther, like far technologically advanced, farther than we have, and then suffered a great great cataclysm and then reduced man back to the Stone Age, I guess is the theory I've seen. I have a buddy at work who saw some documentary and keeps talking about it. So I guess my question is, what's like the Catholic response to that, and is there any room in the faith for something like that?
Well, the church has no teaching on such civilizations one way or the other. So there is room to either accept them, accept the idea, or reject them. There are several different variants on this theory. There are claims, for example, that there were technologically advanced civilizations in the fairly recent past, like, say, 12,000 years ago at the end of the last ice age. There are also claims that maybe there was a pre-human civilization, you know, back at the time of the dinosaurs or something. That's what's known as the Silurian hypothesis. And these, the Silurian hypothesis has received some attention recently in scientific circles. The scientists who have proposed it are not claiming that there was such a civilization, but they've asked the question, if there was, would we be able to detect it? And how would we be able to detect it? And the answer is not as easily as you might think, because time wears away lots of stuff. You know, the pyramids have been around for about 5,000 years, and they seem pretty stable to us. But in a million years, they're going to be gone. So if there was something around, you know, at the time of the dinosaurs, their entire civilization could have been subducted into the Earth's mantle at this point, and we wouldn't have any signs of them. When it comes to more recent civilizations, we know there were, for the time, advanced civilizations like the people that built Göbekli Tepe, which is an archaeological site in Turkey, but it wasn't more advanced than us. It was just advanced for the Stone Age. But there's nothing contrary to the faith in saying, well, maybe there was someone that had rocket ships and other fancy technologies back then, but I don't think that's very well supported by the evidence that we have archaeologically. We don't have evidence of a catastrophe that would have reduced a technologically advanced civilization of our level back to the Stone Age, but it's not impossible, and the faith doesn't address it one way or another. So a Catholic could have any opinion they want on that matter. It might be an opinion that is scientifically well supported or scientifically poorly supported, but it's not contrary to the Catholic faith.
And thank you. A wonderful call. And we're so lucky to have Jimmy here to both encourage those calls and to answer them. And this is one of the exciting things about this program is calls come of all different kinds. And one of the things that we hear is that what that beautiful thing that Isaac said right at the beginning of the call, which is you help me back to the faith or sometimes into the faith. And that's what you do when you give to Catholic Answers. This is really not something we can do on our own. This is a group effort, and you're part of it. Every single person who gives to this program should feel pretty good when a caller calls and says, you help me back to the faith, because that you refers to you as well. Because this, as I said, you know, Jimmy can do a great job, but somebody's got to pay for the microphones and the lights and the cameras in order for that all to get out to people, and that's what you do. We do need some larger donors today. We need some folks to come in at the higher levels. That's been lacking a little bit the last couple days. And so here on the third day, when we have a little clearer picture, I feel pretty confident. I need to just let you know that. We need some that can come in at the $1,000 or $2,000 level. There are folks who can come in at the $5,000 or $10,000 level. We need you today. Could you pick up the phone and give us a call? 888-291-8000.
And one of the things that I often mention when I'm doing fundraising is I like to point out the biblical theology of fundraising, because people are surprised at how much the Bible actually has to say on this subject. One of the more famous passages is in 2 Corinthians 9, where St. Paul is actually in the process of fundraising. He's taken up a collection, and he lays out a principle that is very important. He says, whoever, this is 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 and 7, he says, whoever sows sparingly, so that means not given generously, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully, that means given generously, will also reap bountifully. And so this principle means that, you know, when there is a work of God that's being fundraised for, if you're generous in support in that, then God will be generous with you. But if you're stingy in supporting God's work, then God's going to be stingy with you. And so so generosity is something that God himself encourages and rewards. He wants to give people blessings. And the parallel passage to this in Galatians chapter 6 makes this even clearer. St. Paul is starting in verse 6 of Galatians 6. He says, the one who receives instruction in the word, meaning the word of God. So, you know, if someone is teaching God's word, St. Paul says, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived, Paul says. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, that means keeping all your money for yourself, will from the flesh reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, that means being generous and sharing all good things with the one who teaches God's word, will from the Spirit reap eternal life. So God not only will reward people bountifully if they're generous in donating to support God's work, they will reap eternal rewards. And so you can do something today that will result in God giving you a reward that you will be able to enjoy for the rest of eternity. not just for the rest of your lifetime, not for 1,000 years, not for 1,000,000 years, but for the rest of eternity. So please do give us a call, help support us as we go about the business of teaching God's word. If you've learned from us, if you're one of the people who listens to the show and gets benefit from it, whether you're Catholic or not, if you've learned God's word from us, pick up the phone, give us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, that's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make a donation and get a reward that you'll have to enjoy for the rest of eternity. Please do that, both for our sake and for yours and for the sake of all the people out there in the audience that you're going to help God's word reach.
888-291-8000 is the number to call to make your pledge. Currently, 16 lines open. Those are, as I keep saying, those are all of all of those lines are occupied by our colleagues here, and they would love to talk with you. If you want to get done quickly, just tell them. They'll get you done in about 90 seconds. If you have something you'd like to share with them, or maybe you'd like us to share on the air, just tell them, and they'll take their time with you if that's what you prefer. 888-291-8000. With 15 lines open and about 18,000 dollars of match left for this hour. I would make that plea for those who can do the larger donations. I'm so grateful for all of the recurring donations. I'm looking at recurring donation for $20, recurring $10 donation, a recurring $51 donation. All these coming through. Those folks are coming through, and we're very grateful for it. If you are someone of means who can do that $1, $2, $5, or maybe even $10,000 gift, those are the ones we will need to be fully funded by the end of today. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. All right, back to the phones we go. Let Jimmy continue to do his work. We'll go up to Idaho. Matthew in Idaho watching on YouTube. Welcome, Matthew. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey there, guys. I'm real appreciated. Been listening to you guys on the radio. Really love it when you come on 102.3, shout out to Salt Light Radio for the awesome evangelization work that they do. My question is for you guys today. I've been having a lot of trouble trying to, prove the concept of apostolic succession. I've had a Calvinist friend who keeps beating me over the head with the good old Christ and give the apostles any authority, but I've tried to use the Gospel of Matthew a couple times, but it doesn't seem to have worked. So my question is to you, what is the evidence of apostolic succession beyond the Gospel of Matthew, the very famous verses where it's like Christ gives Peter the keys?
Okay,
like,
can you help with that, Jimmy?
Well, so there are two issues here. There's really three. The first one is, what do we mean by apostolic succession? And sometimes in Protestant circles, they will define apostolic succession simply in terms of transmitting Christian teaching down through the ages. And there are some verses that talk about that. Then there's an understanding of apostolic succession as a transmission of authority among church leaders down through the ages. And we have in Matthew a couple of passages. One of them is in Matthew 16. That's the one you referred to about Jesus giving Peter the keys to the kingdom and the power to bind and loose. The other is in Matthew 18, where he doesn't give the keys, but he does share the power to bind and loose with the other disciples. And that's the foundation of apostolic succession. Now, in the idiom of the day, meaning in the way they used language at the time, binding and loosing referred to the ability to make and abolish laws. This is something that is found outside the New Testament. We know they talk this way because we have other records of them, of Jewish people in this period using the phrase binding and loosing. If you look in the 1906 Jewish Encyclopedia online, it's got a whole article about it. And so I'd point you towards that. And if your friend is able to agree that in these passages that Jesus did give his apostles authority to govern the church, then you've got the first plank of apostolic succession established. If he's not willing to do that, well, then there are a few other things I could recommend, but I would let me explore this first path initially. If he's willing to agree that the apostles did receive authority to govern the church, then all you have to do is establish the second plank of apostolic succession, which is to show that they passed that authority on. And there are a variety of arguments one can use. Unfortunately, I can't go through them in a huge amount of detail at the moment. But basically, if Jesus recognized the need to have leaders in his church with authority over his church in the first century when it was tiny, then as the church grows and grows and grows and becomes enormous in later centuries, well, Jesus would know it's going to need authoritative leadership then too. And so you would expect there to be some kind of passing of authority from the apostles as they left the scene when they died to the next generation of leaders. And that's exactly what the early church fathers say happened. We have leaders from the second century onward saying, yeah, when the apostles started to die off, they started to appoint men to the office of bishop, and the bishops are the successors of the apostles, and we have these lines of bishops that go all the way back to the apostolic days. So you have in the post-apostolic period, you know, evidence that that's exactly what happened, exactly what you think would happen. There are also other passages, if he doesn't want to bite on the two verses in Matthew that I mentioned, where clearly there are authoritative leaders in local Christian churches, like you'll find Hebrews and some of St. Paul's letters talking about respect those who are over you in the Lord, who have authority over you. And those indicate that Christian leaders, at least some of them, have more authority than simply the ability to preach God's word, but they have the ability to rule and govern. You know, St. Paul talks about that in some of his lists of the charismatic gifts in, for example, Romans and 1 Corinthians. So there's a kind of a constellation of different passages, but those are some you might want to look up that could give you some additional resources when talking with your friend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the question. Glad we could be here for you, Matthew in Idaho. Thank you for mentioning Salt and Light Radio. That's how it works. This program is given free to any radio station, any radio network that wants to take it. They've got to raise the money to stay on the air. That's why we always try to ask you to support them. But we've got to raise the money to make the show. That's what we do, is we make the content, and we need your help to do it. We're quite a long way from being fully funded for the next 3 months. And that's why I've been saying, I as grateful as I am, and I truly am grateful for all the recurring $10 and $20 and even $30 and $50 a month donations that we're seeing coming in. And please keep those coming. We got plenty of lines open for you. We do need some of those folks who can do the larger amounts in order to get us over the hump here, to get us to where we need to be. If you could do a $5,000 gift, there are people for whom that is a doable amount of money. This would be a great time. We are in the last. We're coming in. We're not quite in the last 90 minutes, but we're very close to the last 90 minutes of this pledge drive. What can we do in those last 90 minutes? Well, we can do a lot if some of those folks who can give those larger donations would pick up the phone and call right now. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And Cy, I've just been having a little crunch with the numbers here, at least the ones that you and I have available to us. And so far this hour, we've reached a pledge level of a little more than $3,600, and we have a pledge matching amount of $20,000. So that means we're approximately 1/5 of the way to our hourly goal. But we are now approaching the 1/2 mark in this hour. So we're halfway through the hour, or just about to be halfway through the hour, and we're only 1/5 of the way to our hourly goal. That's not where we need to be. So, you know, we're coming up on the hard break. We're not going to be able to take any more calls before then. And what that means is this is a great time for people in the audience to give us a call, and you're not going to miss anything. But we've got lots of our fellow Catholic Answers employees standing by, waiting at their desk to take your call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. If you, by any stretch, encounter a busy line, you can just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text the word Catholic. Of course, you got to spell Catholic right, but text the word Catholic to 24365 and help us out because, you know, like I said, we're halfway through this hour. We're only a fifth of our way to our goal for this hour. We do need to hear from people. So please get in touch with us, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000.
I'm sure that there are 16 people right now who could make a $1,000 pledge and get us back to where we need to be this hour. Maybe there are three who could make a $5,000 pledge. As Jimmy said, we're going into the break. Lots of folks coming through for us. We are grateful. And I want you to know it. I want you to hear it in my voice how grateful we are. But we need some of those larger gifts now. And if you're able to do that, please pick up the phone and give a call, 888-291-8000. When you call, you're making it possible. And because you're making it possible, the credit goes to you just as much as it goes to me or Jimmy or anyone else here when somebody calls and says, hey, I'm coming into the Catholic Church because of what I heard. I'm coming back to the Catholic Church because of what I heard. The credit goes to you if you pick up that phone and call. And we're just as grateful as can be when you do. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. What a great opportunity we have today, and we hope that you will take advantage of that opportunity. We rely on you, and we get to come to you and ask you for your support four times a year. This is the last day we will do that for this quarter, and we now have 90 minutes left. And to be honest with you, if we did about 100,000 in the next 90 minutes, that's it's about $1,000 a minute for the next, a little more than $1,000 a minute for the next 90 minutes, we'd be there. So you can see what our situation is. Again, I want to thank those who are making lots of gifts, lots of recurring gifts. A gentleman just called from Tennessee, gave $2,000. That's the kind of thing we need to do to supplement those other gifts to get there. Can you make one of those larger pledges right now and help us out this hour? 888-291-8000. Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers.
Si, just want to remind all of our listeners, all of your gifts are doubled. And the monthlies are tripled? Are we doing that this hour as well?
Yes, monthlies are tripled still,
so,
yes.
So monthlies are tripled. So here's the case. I asked for a gift of $1,000. However, if you make us a gift of 100 a month, which is a little more than 1,000, or if you want to do 90 a month, right, that's actually going to be tripled by the end of the year. It'll be matched twice. So I don't know,
you
do that math me there, Si, whatever. Oh, 3,600.
Yes.
Yeah. So you want to get us to 3,600. Here's how to make a gift of $3,600. Call us, do a monthly gift of $100, and that is $3,600 to Catholic Answers.
Because we have lots of match money still to use that.
Yeah, we do. So I'm thinking, okay, I can't write a check for $3,600, but I can do $100 a month. How about that? 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Si, I know we want to get back to questions, but Jimmy, I want to just tell our listeners – and I want to thank all those who have given, and I want to thank in advance all who are about to give. My friends, this program belongs to you. Catholic Answers has assembled a first-rate team, the best host in the history of radio, the finest apologists in the entire history of the Catholic Church, right? We have assembled this team here, but it's not our show. It's your show. So here's my question to you. If you want to evangelize, if you want to spread the gospel, we give you ownership of this show. We give you ownership of the show to support it and to bring it to fruition every single day. That's what your dollars do. First, what they do is they make it possible for you to grow in your understanding of the Catholic faith and, as a consequence, your love of Jesus Christ. And you open up that grace that Jimmy was talking about in the first half hour. You open up that grace. So first, in your own knowledge and in your interior life, I'm going to say the number, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Here's the next thing that happens. You are equipped, because of this show, to spread the gospel yourself. But here's the thing, my friends. Before you even have another conversation with someone that you're trying to bring into the Catholic Church or bring back to the Catholic Church, and I hope all of you are trying to do this, 888-291-8000. I hope all of you are trying to do this. But before you even have that conversation, guess what? It's already underway because of your support of this show. So yes, by writing a check, by pledging a monthly amount, you are evangelizing. 888-291-8000. You are fulfilling our Lord's command to spread the gospel. 888-291-8000. It's your show, my friends.
Oh, and it really is your show. And thank you for those folks who just picked up the phone. Three just dialed right now while Chris was talking. Thank you so much for that. 888-291-8000. Sometimes it's hard to communicate to people how we are entirely dependent on you. That there's nobody here who thinks, oh, this is I'm a big shot. I do this all on my own. Nobody, because we know how much we depend on you. So again, I will make that appeal to those who can make those larger pledges.
The calls are coming in. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
Si,
there you go.
There's 11 lines open, 12 now. Si, I'm going to go back to the phones and answer calls. So here's your chance. If you want to say something to the president of Catholic Answers, there is a 1-11 chance right now that you're going to get me. Si, Jimmy, thanks for your hard work.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks very much. 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online at Catholic Answers Radio. I'm so grateful for Chris coming in. The lines are starting to fill up. Just 10 lines open now. Let's fill those up. Whatever amount you are able to give, let's fill those up. Somewhere in there, we'll continue to include some who can give those larger donations and supplement all the great work that's being done by folks who are giving us recurring pledges today. 888-291-8000. Jimmy, how about we go back to the phones? Let's let you answer another question.
Sounds good.
All right. Michael's in Illinois watching on YouTube. Michael, glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi. I was wondering, what exactly is the charism of visions, and does that include like seeing ghosts or something?
Okay. So visions is not normally a term that's used for one of the charisms of the Holy Spirit. The term visions is used in the Bible to refer to situations in which people have a subjective experience of a visual nature, like they might see an apparition of the Virgin Mary visually. This is different than a form of private revelation or revelation, an interior subjective experience that is auditory in nature. If you just hear a voice, that's what's known as a locution. If you see someone, whether they speak or not, that would be a vision. And both of these are today what would be referred to as private revelations, and they are, in biblical terms, lumped under the charism of prophecy that St. Paul talks about, for example, in 1 Corinthians 12 to 14. So that's kind of the category that visions go into, is the larger category is prophecy. And it doesn't automatically include the ability to see ghosts, but it could. God could give a person a special charism of being able to, you know, detect the presence of departed human spirits and maybe pray for them and you know, give them the assistance they need to move on in the afterlife and so forth, to, you know, further their purification on their way to heaven. So it could intersect with that, but a lot of people report ghosts that don't have a special prophetic charism. So it's not like you need a prophetic charism in order to be able to perceive ghosts. Actually, based on statistical studies that have been done, about 40% of the population reports at least one after-death communication with a departed loved one at some point during their life. So these are astonishingly common. For whatever reason in our culture, we don't tend to talk about them that much, but 40% of the population has these. And so this is a very common phenomenon of, you know, having some kind of contact with a departed human spirit, especially someone who's like a loved one that's passed on. It happens all the time. It's a perfectly normal experience, and you don't need a special prophetic gift in order to have it, but some people do have a special prophetic gift that includes visions or locutions or even just intuitions of messages that God wants people to know about.
Thank you so much for the call. I'm going to keep moving because we do have lots of folks on the line, but we also have some money to raise this hour. We've still got both matches available this hour, so a great opportunity to call. Nine lines open, and I'll tell you what, this is the most active the phones have been. The last few minutes are the most active the phones have been during this pledge drive, and I want to keep saying thank you to those people who are picking up the phone and calling.
Amen.
As I get the numbers, I'll try to share with you. I bet you've heard me. I've been asking for those who can do those larger gifts to come in. And as if that's what happens, I will share that with you. And if it's not, I will share with you that we still need those. As a matter of fact, I know we still need them. We said we needed to do about $90,000 in 90 minutes. That's not outside the realm of possibility, but it will require folks who can do those larger gifts. 888-291-8000. For us, a very large gift, $5,000 or $10,000. On a very rare occasion, we've had a $20,000 gift. We're almost always supported almost fully by the smaller gifts. And today we're asking the folks, because we need it, the folks who have the big bucks, if you have them, to share them today. Maybe you could do $1,000, $2,000, $5,000. $10,000, 888-291-8000.
And Cy Kellett, as you know, with live radio, the audience turns over during the course of an hour. And, you know, some people are listening in their car, for example, and they arrive at their destination, and other people get in their car and start listening. So some of our audience probably hadn't heard about the thank yous that we'd like to offer people in exchange for their generosity. Can you tell us about those once again?
I would be happy to, Jimmy. Thank you. If you can come in at the $10 a month level, the first thing to know is that every monthly pledge is being tripled. It immediately becomes $30 a month for us. For you, the thank you is we make you a member of Society 315. There are lots of benefits that come with Society 315, including regular contact from our offices with behind the scenes stuff and extra talks and events and all that. But you also get the t-shirt, the Society 315 t-shirt and the car magnet. And we just try to make friends with you. That's at the $10 a month level. If you can come in at the $20 a month level, there are lines open now to take your call at 888-291-8000. At $20 a month, tripled to $60 a month immediately. And we will send you, in addition to all of the stuff with the Society 315, we'll send you Feasts of Our Fathers, Praying the Church Year with the Early Christians by really the incomparable Mike Aquilina. We'd love you to have that book. That's at the $20 a month level. Maybe you could come in at the $45 a month level. Again, tripled, because we have plenty of match money left this hour. And in addition to everything I just mentioned, you will get the big book of Catholic Answers, the one that everybody's been waiting for, 250 of the most pressing questions about the Catholic faith with answers from experts right here at Catholic Answers. The number is 888-291-8000. Still lots of lines open. 9 lines open right now. Would you pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000?
And I'm looking at some newer numbers. We're now more than halfway.
Great.
To our goal for this hour, which is good. We're a little bit past halfway in the time, so we've only got about 20 minutes, a little less than 20 minutes left in this hour. We still need to raise another about $9,000, though, based on the numbers I'm seeing. So we do need to hear from people. Please do give us a call, 888-291-8000. Say it real slow to make it real easy for folks. 888-291-8000. You know, Cy, one of the things we've talked about is we have some estimate. Now, we don't know exactly how many people are listening, but one of the things we do know is how many radio towers we're on in the United States. And we know the size of the people, the number of people who actually support the show financially. And it's a really small number of people per radio tower. Do you happen to know what the most recent estimate?
11. Right now it's 11 yeah. people per tower.
11 people per tower. That is a really small number of people. And we know way more people than that are benefiting, including the people who aren't even listening on radio towers, but on something like, you know, YouTube or a podcast app or what have you. There are thousands of people who are benefiting from this program who frankly aren't supporting it. And, you know, if that's you, if you're deriving benefit from this, that's not who you want to be. We even have non-Catholics who recognize, they derive benefit from this show and they support it financially. And if you're a Catholic and you derive benefit and non-Catholics are out giving you, that's really not who you want to be. So please do take the opportunity, give us a call, show your support for the show, give back to help the show give more to more people so that it can keep going and keep reaching more people with the word of God. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
I'll tell you what, I just want to say thank you to those, everybody who's calling with the recurring gifts. Those are very, very important to us. I've been asking for the larger gifts. Steve in Rhode Island with a $1,200 gift. Natalia here in California, more than $1,000. Miles in Idaho, more than $1,200. Robert in Texas, more than $1,200. Those are 5 folks who just took up the challenge. And my goodness, are we grateful. You're helping to get us there. We need more folks like that to step up. If you can, if you have the means, now is the time. We are in the last 75 minutes of our pledge drive. 75 minutes to go, and a long way to go as far as fundraising. 888-291-8000. Hey, it's a great time to call. I'm going to take a 60-second break here. Pick up the phone, call. You'll be done before we really start taking care of business again. 888-291-8000.
In Morse code, the sequence SOS is a distress call. It's been said that it stands for Save Our Souls. Well, right now, our world is in big trouble, and we're putting out an SOS call for help. Will you answer that call? St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, has hundreds of teams who share the good news with souls who don't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to get involved.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin, our guest this hour. Next hour, Tim Staples. It's Ask Me Anything, both hours. Also, we're doing a bit of fundraising, and it's awful nice because we're so grateful to all those who have called. You probably can hear it. We've been saying it. We're a long way from being where we need to be, but that does not mean we are not filled with gratitude for those who have been burning up the lines, and lots of people have. Lots of people. We had a gentleman who just called. He already gives a monthly gift, and he just said, I'll give you $35 more just to help out a little bit extra, he said. It's Jose in Texas, and he listens on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Jose, thank you. That's the spirit, brother. We are in need of that help, and man, the fact that you thought of us means everything. 888-291-8000.
And we really do appreciate people continuing to call in. For the first time this hour, we are just about where we need to be at this point in the hour. We're three quarters of the way through the hour. We should be around $15,000 of our $20,000 match. And we're not quite at $15,000, but we're almost there. So with your help, if we can keep this up, if you know, y'all are able to sustain the call volume and keep calling in for the next 15 minutes so that we can, you know, make up the about $6,000 that we need to make up, then we'll finally get where we need to be, at least for this hour. So please help us achieve that goal. It depends on you and your ability to call in and show your support from the show. As Cy just alluded to, even if you're an existing donor, you can still give a one-time gift. You can still raise your donation or whatever you prefer. But if you can help us out, this is really the time to do it. So give us a call, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. And thank you so much. We really do appreciate it.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to go back to the phones, but I want to just share a quick testimony to just let you know what you're doing when you give. We get to hear these all the time, so it's actually kind of fun during Pledge Drive to get to share them with you. Here's what Joanne had to say. Joanne, thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question.
Sure. First of all, I'm one of those people that have been impacted by Catholic Answers. I get a lot of windshield time taking kids to practices and waiting for practices to be over. So I use a lot of that time to listen to Catholic Answers, and it's been really important to me over the years. So thank you.
It's just beautiful when we hear something like that. That is what you are supporting. Thank you, Joanne, for those very kind words. All right, back to the phones we go for Jimmy. I'll just repeat the number for you. If you're ready to make that call, please do. 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, where Adam is listening on Oklahoma Catholic Radio. Awful glad you're here, Adam. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
We're happy to have you.
So I'm married into a Pentecostal family, and God bless them, love them to death. I did not take my Catholic faith very serious whenever we first got married. So, had a major reversion a few months ago. Short story long, but I guess my question is, one of my favorite things about the Catholicism is church authority and apostolic succession. Mm-hmm. And every time I try to defend those two pillars, I find myself getting tongue-tied and not really being able to explain it very well to where they can understand. So I guess I'm just looking for a good way to explain church authority and apostolic succession, especially coming from Scripture, since they're scripturally based.
Wonderful.
Okay. We covered a little bit of this earlier this hour, so you might want to check that out. Also, we have a lot of resources on this at Catholic.com, so you could go to Catholic.com and, you know, type in apostolic succession or authority or things like that, and a bunch of resources would come up that'll go beyond what I'll be able to share with you at the moment. I will share some stuff, but I just want to let you know there are additional resources, and I've got a bunch of stuff on this at, you know, like my YouTube channel and stuff like that. So there's a lot of resources for you that we have available. But in terms of authority, I think a good starting point would be to begin with Jesus Christ himself. Because if your family is, I think you said, Pentecostal Christians, and one thing that they can agree on is Jesus himself had authority You know, he says it right at the end of Matthew's gospel. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. And so that, if we can agree that Jesus had authority, the question then becomes, did he share that authority with anybody in the church? And in fact, we know he did. In fact, the Gospels report, and this is something that Pentecostals would be particularly attuned to, that he shared the authority to, for example, drive out demons and cure illnesses with the 12. And so we know he shared authority with, you know, the 12 in the church. And he also shared teaching authority with the 12. And that's something that's very clear. You know, the very term apostle, it means ambassador or one who has been sent. And apostles are sent with the authority of Jesus. That's why he shares in a special way with Peter the power, not only the keys of the kingdom, which was a symbol of royal authority in the house of David. There's a passage in Isaiah 22 that this is based on, that Jesus is drawn on for that imagery with Peter getting the keys. He also shared with Peter and with the other disciples, the other members of the 12, the authority to bind and loose, which, as I mentioned earlier, is the ability to make or abolish laws for the Christian community. So he's clearly sharing authority with the 12. But then let's go back to that passage at the end of Matthew where Jesus says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Well, now that he's got that authority, what does Jesus want to do with it? Jesus says that you should go among the nations, baptizing them and teaching them everything that I've commanded you. So he has this teaching mission that he wants the leaders of his church to go on, because he doesn't have all Christians here. He's got the 12 here. He wants the leaders of his church to go on a teaching mission backed up by his authority, which comes directly from God. It's all authority in heaven and earth. Only God has that authority. So Jesus has divine authority, and he is using that to send the church on this teaching mission. And he says, behold, I'm going to be with you to the end of the world. Well, the end of the world ain't here yet. And that means Jesus is still with his church, using his divine authority to promote its teaching mission. And that is apostolic succession. So the little capsule there, I could say more, but unfortunately we don't have the time. I hope that's helpful. We do still need to hear from listeners. We are about $2,500 away from making our hourly match this hour. So we really do need to hear from you. We do have a few minutes. We're not going to be able to, unfortunately, take another call this hour, so you won't miss anything, but give us a call, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or if you're into that texting business, you can text the word Catholic to 24365.
Jody from Nebraska, first-time donor. She loves Catholic Answers, and she's excited that Jimmy Akin's coming to Nebraska soon. She hopes to see you there in Nebraska, Jimmy.
Sounds great.
Thank you very much, Jody. Andrea from San Antonio pledged $100 a month plus the fees, and thanks to God for her, as thanks to God for her good health. Well, yes, I'm so happy to hear that, Andrea, and thank you for your generosity to us. Hey, we need some big donors. We've been saying it, but lots of folks have been calling, and we're very grateful for those who continue to take advantage of the triple match on new monthly pledges. People have come in at the $10 and the $20 and the $45 level and taken advantage of the various gifts that are available at each of those levels. If you would like to do that, just ask when you're on the line, what are the gifts at the various levels? And they'll be happy to let you know. And remember, when you're starting a new monthly pledge right now, it's tripled. We still have plenty of match money, which is kind of bad news in a way. It means that we have not used up as much as we would have liked to. But it's good news for you, because all of your new monthly pledges are tripled right now at 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, we've got just 1 hour left now after this. So if I will again say, and I think I'll share as many of these larger donations as I can when we come back after the hour. And I hope that you will pick up the phone and call right now, because 16 lines are open. We're going to take about a 4-minute break. Perfect time to call. You won't miss anything. And if you can make those larger gifts, you will really be helping us get there. Let's see what we can do in the next few minutes. 888-291-8000. Jimmy, thank you so much. What a great hour.
My pleasure.
888-291-8000 gets you directly into this building to talk to our colleagues. I'm going to go out there, walk around for a few minutes and see how it's going. Please call, make your pledge, whatever the amount. There's plenty of people to take your calls. And again, I will ask those who are able to make those larger donations. We are now coming into the last hour of our pledge drive, and we've still got a very long way to go. I'll update you on all of it when we get back. If you've got a message you'd like to share on the air, just tell them when you call. 888-291-8000.